This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada, died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Despite an overwhelming majority of House Republicans voting to impeach Paxton in May, only two of the 18 Republican senators voted to convict Paxton after the facts were presented. The two senators who voted to convict, Kelly Hancock and Robert Nichols, don't face re-election until 2026. After the trial was over, Patrick slammed the impeachment proceedings, calling it a waste of time and money, and said he would order a state audit into the costs. It's guesstimated tens of thousands of people marched in Manhattan, New York City, New York yesterday, calling for an end to fossil fuels. Demonstrators for a variety of groups held signs naming President Biden and calling for the federal government to take bold action on the theory of climate change. The protest comes as the start of the Climate Week in New York City, which take place in partnership with the United Nations General Assembly. The UN General Assembly starts this week. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Police in New York City are investigating another fentanyl-related death, this time at a daycare center, and ended up getting the owner charged with murder.
The owner of a daycare center in the Bronx and her neighbor being charged with murder after a one-year-old boy died from possible fentanyl exposure. Three other children at this facility treated at the hospital. Both women now facing 11 charges, including depraved indifference murder, assault, and child endangerment after the horrific incident. New York City police detectives finding almost a kilo of fentanyl in the building, along with other drug paraphernalia used to combine fentanyl with other drugs like cocaine and heroin. I'm Laura Winters.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phases of their lives.
He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care. Rosalynn Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. I'm Dave Collins.
Authorities in Pennsylvania launched a search last night for nine people who escaped a juvenile detention facility following a riot. The Pennsylvania State Police and other agencies are searching for the 9 juveniles who escaped from Abraxas Academy around 8 p.m. local time. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It is time for Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great and looking forward to the show as always. I know you have just a myriad of great guests, and I'm honored to, and humbled to be one of them.
Well, I'll tell you, it's always something we look forward to. This is an appointed time that we have every week, Phil, you and I, because we get to talk about, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. You got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cackling her way even through the 9/11 events, which was just horrendous. I mean, between the two of them, they're a train wreck at every turn. I mean, I would not like to be any one of their handlers, because you've got to constantly find reasons and excuses for their behavior that's so unacceptable, Phil.
Well, it really is, and I think everyone that I know, I mean, I don't know anybody that's not, and I know some people who are liberal, mm-hmm. are just baffled by what's going on, just completely mm-hmm. baffled, you know? And if you look at it and you think, from what planet does this all originate? Because this
exactly.
is coming out of logic planet, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it is, obviously the Democratic Party has been hijacked by, you know, like any hijacking, it's a small minority of people that do this. And the rest of the Democratic Party, they're like shocked and awed over the whole deal. And all they can respond is in polling, when you've got two-thirds of them, Phil, saying, wait, they want this guy out of here. And if they could do it tomorrow, they would do it. But the only problem is that gives them Kamala. So it's like, oh, my God, you know, so we just have to sit this out. And hopefully the Republicans can mount up a strong enough defense to kind of hold him off, you know, from the damage that he's already wrecked upon this country.
Well, yeah, and I don't know, you know, you think it can't get any worse. But, you know, we're going to talk about it later, but the immigration situation.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
No longer southern border. It's now the world. Mm-hmm. World has invaded. They figured out there's a great way to get into America, go to Mexico. So they're flying in literally from all over the world.
Exactly.
And and we see evidence of it right here in California at the San Diego border. And this is no joke. This is the mm-hmm. real deal.
Exactly. Well, you've got people from China coming in, Pakistan, over 200 now. They say that we're on the terror watch list. In addition to this, you know, we've just coming off this incredible movie that has kind of shocked people, with Jim Caviezel. And it's, you know, pointing out the human trafficking conditions that's going on. And there's a new report, Phil, that what they're doing, and this is why there's pressure now on DACA, is these kids, they're coming in, and they're kind of the entry points. They're being sex trafficked. And the thing is that where did the sex trafficking begin? Believe it or not, it began with the parents. The parents are pimping out their own kids to come to America so that they will be their golden ticket to come to the country.
Yeah.
So they're sacrificing their daughters for the sake of coming to America.
Uh-huh.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know what happens? When you don't have a moral base,
yes,
in a country or in an administration or in a family, the unbelievable happens. And mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, the moral base lacking, you know, for to protect the unborn, or whether it's to protect your children or your household, and if your kids are just a commodity that you can cheapen, you see the value. I mean, we become literally like animals in society. And survival. So the parents says survival. You know, I need money. I got children. I can make more. Let me just pimp them out.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, Phil, what you just touched on is the moral consequence. What have you got to work for now? Work with. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of amoral individuals coming into a once proud, you know, Christian nation. And they're going to homogenize the moral fiber and foundation of this country even more so, as if it's not bad enough already. I mean, you talk about the fundamental transformation of this country. Bring a lot of people into the country that have no faith, could care less. They're all, you know, self-seeking. They're, you know, maybe they're just, you know, godless people. Maybe that's the worst of it. But nonetheless, they're coming into this country. And how is that going to affect our culture and the America that our kids and grandkids will be growing up in?
Well, exactly. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here because I don't know. I'm going to say 50%, maybe more, of the people coming across the border, they just want a better life. But let's just say the other 50% have bad motive. Okay, we can accommodate people, even with an illegal immigration, which I do not agree with. We can accommodate people that have a good heart and they just want something better. The other half's what scares me. And whether that number is 50% or 10%, it doesn't matter. I mean, you've already identified, you've got people on terror watch list. You got people from Pakistan. You got people from India. You got people from literally all over the world invading. And I think it's hilarious that, you know, I just read the article on the mayor of Los Angeles. You know,
yes,
they beat the drum, we're a sanctuary city, until they actually get people who want sanctuary.
Yeah.
And then now they don't know what to do. What are we going to do? We're overwhelmed. We were already in, you know.
They're already. I mean, they've got 70,000 plus people in Los Angeles alone that are homeless. Homeless and drug addled and mentally impaired. I mean, you know, that's not just, you know, 70,000 people that are just, you know, down and out. I mean, we're talking 70,000 people with issues. So that adds a multiple factor to the trouble that you have to deal with and manage with people that are in that condition, Phil. It's not just, I mean, you got to probably say it's three times the power, at least, of the impact that it has on your infrastructure, manpower, and everything else, right? I mean, and then I'm just putting a finger up in the air and just kind of feeling, okay, I think at least three times. Some might argue even more so.
Yeah, I agree. I can't think of anything that a blue state mayor needs more than immigrants. I mean, they think the problem is not there until it invades their city. And I don't like, because I live in California, but at the same time, I'm thinking, well, what did you really think was going to happen?
Exactly.
Think really of busing people in, I didn't know who came up with it first, but I tell you, it's a brilliant strategy.
Well, the thing is, you know, Abbott, and I think also DeSantis said, okay, well, every state's a border state anyway, and you got these sanctuary cities. They're all, you know, virtue signaling. Well, let's go send them that way. On top of that, then you have the president of the United States in the middle of the night sending plane loads of people into New York. So it's like, you know, they might want to blame Abbott, but, you know, you got to go and look to your own president, you know, your own standard bearer that has exacerbated the problem, right?
Yeah.
It is humorous. It is totally humorous, is what they do. We got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay right where you are. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We got Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, as we continue to talk about what's happening. We talk about California, especially when we're looking at the way the border has been compromised, and also that these northern states are realizing that, every state of the union has become a border state because of Joe Biden's policies. They're just flat out. I mean, I don't know how else to do it, Phil. I never thought in our lifetime that we would talk about a president just flat out lying. But I don't know what else to call it, because he's not being very honest with people. He or Kamala Harris, who's the czar, the border czar, does nothing. And then you got Mayorkas taking all the incoming because he's insisting on the party line and what Joe Biden is saying. And here we are. We're 5 million and counting of illegal migrants that have come in. And here you are down in Southern California, and the San Diego Border Patrol is talking about the release of hundreds of illegal migrants that are going to come in and overwhelm these local cities as if they aren't already. And the ones that are getting most overwhelmed, I mean, these people aren't going in the high rent district. They're not finding a way into the zip codes of Beverly Hills. No, I mean, they're going into these Hispanic communities and overwhelming these communities already that are busting at the seams, that are already trying to survive. They've lost jobs because you've got these migrants coming in that are willing to work for cheap and under the table. And, you know, and this is part of the deal, you know, that it's so un-American that we have businesses who are willing to violate some basic business ethos and go on the cheap, paying, you know, for cheap labor at the expense of their community. I mean, they're going to rue the day here. I mean, they're going to end up, you know, killing themselves, because this is suicidal, Phil, when you compromise communities like this. And these businesses that have been blessed to have businesses, and for them to do that to the local people like this, and, you know, it's a combination of things. It's Joe Biden's policies. It's, you know, it's businesses who have an appetite and a clouded conscience to think that somehow that's moral to do that.
Well, I think there's a strategy here, and I believe it's the destruction of the small business. I believe it's the destruction of the middle class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think there's something more than just dumb here. We saw it in COVID. What was it? It was the big box stores got to stay open. Mom and pops had to close. They justified it somehow, you know, in the emergency. But ultimately, who suffered? It was middle class, entrepreneur, mom and pop stores. Get rid of that group and create this this elite class that's going to run the world. So I think there's something sinister at hand, personally.
Yeah. No, I agree. This isn't by accident. This is all by plan. And meanwhile, Joe Biden continues to flat out lie to the American people. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take, Phil, you know, for the American people, because I don't know that they can wait until the next election.
No, I agree with you. I don't know where this thing is going to finally stop. But if it doesn't stop, you're looking at the demise of a nation. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are the local sheriffs, Phil? Where are the local sheriffs? The sheriffs have a lot of authority here, and they're not exercising the authority that they should for the rule of law. Where are they?
Well, I think you asked a very good question, because clearly there's complicity here on multiple levels of what's happening in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. There are sheriffs like the Riverside County Sheriff. He just flat refuses. If something doesn't line up, he just says, I'm not doing it. And but it seems like those guys are a little bit few and far between to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is that that's what needs to be done, is that sheriffs like that, we need to come alongside and support and encourage, you know, encourage courage and conviction. I mean, it's like, here it is. Yesterday was Constitution Day. You know, we were giving our audience a heads up all week last week. You know, spend the day with the Constitution. You know, Phil, every time I do that, it's amazing, especially when you have other people that are around you and you just kind of share reading the Constitution and you watch the look on their face. You go, oh, my God. I mean, this is the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. This is our birth certificate as a nation. And when you read this and you realize how powerful a document is, and it's almost like you kind of want to imagine, it's like when they found the book of the law, when the Jewish people, right, when they were cleaning up the temple, and they go to the king and go, you know, we just found this book, we're a mess, you better read this. And fortunately, he had ears to hear, And he brought everybody into repentance, saying, oh, my God, you know, we should be toast. And God honored that that movement, that return to God. And in a similar way, I mean, because this Constitution, no doubt God's hand, his divine divine hand was upon this nation, upon these documents. And I think in a similar way, God would honor that if the American people, you know, finally realized that, look, we've got to come back to the source of what really makes America great. And it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our God, you know, with the one who created the heavens and the earth, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. And there's studies been done on what does it take for a person to have a paradigm shift. And a paradigm shift only seems to occur when the crisis gets big enough to really look at it honestly. So until this begins to affect, you know, like I thought it was funny that Oprah Winfrey was shocked that she got just a lot of
blowback, you
know, blowback from her donation to Maui. You know, she sees herself, you know, she's worth, I don't know how many billion, a couple of billion.
Two and a half billion, I think, is what they estimate.
You know, and her and Rock give 10 million. And I mean, that's what she generates just on her investments on a day.
Yeah.
And she's trying to pit herself as being some, you know, humanitarian asking everybody to give money. Well, just why don't you just give them a billion? You know,
Right.
Who do you think you are? And, you know, and did you really give it? I mean, you know, there's just, but and she's shocked. She's shocked by the world that she helped to create.
Yes.
That's what I think is hilarious. It reminds me of the story when, you know, when God takes the Philistines and he turns every man against himself and they're killing off each other because they're dazed and confused. And you look at it and go like, God will take the enemies and he'll turn them against each other. And that's my prayer, is just that the enemy turns against himself.
Right. Well, and I will say this about Oprah, because, you know, as you know, my daughter, her family, they're in Maui. They were in Lahaina. Their house was one of the few houses left standing, but that property's gone. I mean, the devastation and what they're going to have to do to remediate that area. I mean, they say even when you go in the area to this day, Phil, you have to wear a mask because of the chemicals. You know, it's going to be a long time for that area to come back. And it's going to come back a lot different. But, you know, the kids were telling me that Oprah gave each of the families $2,500, you know, part of this, I guess, deal. So that's a lot of money. And Joe Biden gave the family $700 by comparison. So, you know, here he's spending billions of dollars in Ukraine and protecting them. And so whether it's there or Palestine, you know, what happened there, because he still hasn't figured out where Palestine is at. If it's, you know, we're talking about the Palestine in the United States where they had the train wreck and all that chemical, you know, spillage that went on there. So I don't know. I think what you're saying relevant. I think the big takeaway, what you said about a paradigm shift, I think we're there, Phil. Because people are talking quite boldly these days, and their eyes are opening up. I think it's an encouragement. And what, we just got another report in another community where there was a sudden outbreak, a revival going on. Go figure that out.
Yeah, well, they're interesting days we live in, right? And they're also the days that try men's souls.
Yes.
Quote a famous Thomas Paine.
Right. And still we're comforted to know that Jesus Christ remains on the throne. He is large and in charge, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you,
sir. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada, died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Americans are finding it more and more difficult with the cost of living, it is amazing that, you know, we hear about the budget battle that is taking place in Congress and the Senate. Now, the Senate is expected to vote on a minibus, what they call a minibus, okay, as opposed to the omnibus, which covers everything. So this is a modified spending bill that sets the appropriations process still on a dangerous path towards a top line of $1.59 trillion. Okay, every household just about in America, okay, the majority, two-thirds at least, live, you know, day-to-day, paycheck to paycheck, and they're making tough spending cuts at the dining tables every week, if not every day, in their households. And meanwhile, we see what Congress continues to do in putting us on a dangerous path towards an expanded government and getting us deeper in debt. We're already at $33 trillion. We're going to be at a deficit, $2 trillion, I think, this year. They're adding more to it. This is what's going on. Unbelievable. Well, Ryan Walker joins us now. Ryan is the Vice President of Government Relations for Heritage Action for America. Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, put this in perspective. I mean, the Senate, of course, there's conflict. The House has, kind of approved a bill and an idea, but whether or not it would make it through the Senate, probably not very likely, but they're going to be voting on their bill. They think they've come to an agreement, but, you know, this is sometimes an exercise in futility, and it has to be frustrating, especially for the House members who are working hard to try to hold this government accountable and to do something about, about the reckless spending that continues, especially in light of us being $33 trillion and counting in debt, Ryan.
Yeah, no, I agree with all of that. It sounds like the House has come to an agreement on a piece of legislation that would advance the conversation for 30 more days. So for 30 days, the House is asking that H.R. 2, the Border Security Act, be included in that 30-day extension. So they would like to see permanent borders policy solution implemented in favor of extending government funding for 30 days. And I'll note that they've also included an 8% cut in non-defense discretionary funding in this agreement that they will, in theory, vote on later this week. I think what's important in this agreement and as the House moves forward is that this is the initial offering. This is the initial piece of legislation to get the conversation started, to get senators at the table on negotiating with the House on appropriations, to show them that House members have a position, a unified position on where funding should be, and that message is clearly that it should be cut. And additionally, if you could get a win on H.R. 2 for 30 days, I think conservatives in the House see that as a tremendous permanent policy win in exchange for another 30 days.
What's the likelihood of Joe Biden signing off on that?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I think that there's very good argument that if it goes over to the Senate and this debate is put in front of the American people and the media, Fox News, and our very few allies that we have out there in this space start talking about this and raising this to the level of the American people, I think that there could be some movement. And if we have staunch Republicans in the Senate who refuse to go about this business of going along to get along, like Senate Democrats would like to do, then the president would have no alternative.
Wow. That's a heavy lift right now. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe some, I don't know. How are you going to change these minds? I mean, you know, the Mitt Romneys of the world that, you know, they love to be at those cocktail parties and they don't want to upset the, you know, the apple cart too much here. And let me ask you this, Ryan, because you know better in doing the math on this, an 8% cut. I mean, we've heard before even a 1%, you know, across the board would have a great, you know, a great benefit. But an 8% cut for 30 days, what's the impact of that?
Well, you know, 30 days is not a significant amount of time, as you're pointing out. But it would decrease non-defense discretionary spending. And I think that's an important point because members, especially in the House, a lot of these members don't have voting records of cutting spending. And so the House can put forward this option of cutting federal spending by 8% for 30 days. And the president and Democrats will have to decide whether they're willing to shut down the government over a small 8% cut for 30 days and reasonable and responsible border policies, all so that they can get their, in theory, wish list of items. But what I would say to that is the House is a component of this. They are part of, it's the House, Senate, and White House. It is one third of the equation. And their perspective needs to be taken into account because the Speaker has shown that he is willing to stay with this governing coalition of conservatives and Republicans across the spectrum. And as long as he sticks with that and takes up the fight, the House is in a strong negotiating position to ask.
Can they stick together, Ryan? Can they stick together? That's been part of the problem with Leader McCarthy is holding these cats together because they want to go free range on him every once in a while. But, you know, they've got to figure out if they're going to make an impact. It's like all things compromise. I mean, sometimes Matt Gaetz and, Marjorie Taylor Greene get a little hyperbolic. And I understand the passion. That's okay. That's part of the recipe. But at the end of the day, you've got to be able to come together and be a force and be united if you're going to make some headway, right?
That's our perspective. And conservatives, for the first time in quite some time, have a massive seat at this table, and they have the ability to influence the conversation and to get policy wins, which is, I think, what we're seeing here. I don't know that H.R. 2, it was possible at all without conservatives and the free.
Without a doubt. No, 100%. You're exactly right. Yeah.
And so we'll see over the next few days whether the Speaker is willing to put in, and the leadership team and others are willing to put in the muscle that's needed to show these folks that going into a negotiation with a unified position is one of the most powerful things in politics. And we've seen the Senate in disarray the past 2 weeks with their inability to get a spending bill across the finish line. If the House can put forward something, I think that's an incredibly strong notion to go to the Senate and say, listen, we are unified in our position. And here is what it would take for us to get something across the finish line. We have every interest in the world in trying to keep this government open, as long as you are willing to listen and include some of our asks. And I think that's where we are. I think over the next 3 or 4 days, you'll see a lot of corralling, a lot of meetings taking place, and hopefully we can get there.
Yeah, they've got to find a position where they can fall on their sword, right? And that's to me, that's key. Because once you lay it out there, you can't flinch.
That's right. That's right. And this is, listen, H.R. 2 is the strongest border piece of legislation the House has ever passed, anybody has ever passed. And it would be and would have a tremendous impact on the border. And take the questions of immigrants coming into the country, illegals coming into the country, out of the administration's hands. And that's incredibly important and incredibly powerful. We are at a precipice both in debt and the social fabric of our country. We are at the precipice of having enough individuals from abroad in that they could change the social fabric of this country.
Without a doubt.
And this should be the first start.
You know, we were just talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, head of American Faith, Ryan, and talking about how the makeup, the demographic makeup of our country is being altered by these millions of people coming in. And a lot of them are, there's no sense of faith. I mean, they're so committed. Their faith is the cartel. That's who they're sold out to. And you're going to bring that into the recipe of this great American fabric? Something's going to give, and there's going to be a huge compromise around the corner that we're going to end up paying big time for and regret, no doubt. Ryan Walker has been with us. He's the acting executive director of Heritage Action. Ryan, great work out there. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks for being on. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, along with Nicole Hunt. And Nicole is an attorney who serves as a writer and spokesperson at Focus on the Family. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about this private foundation announcing $92 million in grants awarded to help parents share Christian faith with their children. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's a really unique organization. The organization is called the Lilly Endowment and the Lilly Foundation, and it was actually started by a father and his 2 sons. They used seed money from a pharmaceutical company that they started, and really the mission behind creating this foundation was that they wanted to be able to help Christians be able to build community, have strong community, and this particular initiative really is about helping parents pass their faith on to the next generation.
How will this work, Nicole?
So this is actually, I believe, the second year that the foundation has done this particular initiative. And how it works is they put out a request for proposal asking organizations out there, hey, can you come up with a plan that will help parents? And what they found was that parents are the single most important influence in shaping the religious beliefs, values, and practices of their children. But what they also found was that parents need and want support and help from churches and other Christian organizations to help them navigate how do I pass on my faith to the next generation, to the kids who are being raised up today, because the culture is so unlike it has been in the past. And so what happened was, you know, several different organizations applied. And I think what's interesting here for your listeners to know is that a variety of churches applied and got grants, from Catholic to Pentecostal, from multi-ethnic, even colleges and universities, seminaries, and publishing houses all had plans for how we want to help Christian organizations. So there were 77 recipients that were selected. And on average, most of these grantees were given $1.25 million to put towards enacting their plan over the next 5 years. And so if you're a parent, what's most important is you need to know that there are organizations out there who are developing plans and having processes in place right now. For instance, maybe some of your listeners, if they're women who've had small children, maybe they're familiar with the MOPS International organization.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's one of the grantees. If you attend Assemblies of God churches and diocese, Catholic diocese all across the country, these organizations received funding, and now there are resources being developed for families to know how to pass on their faith traditions to their kids.
Where can they go, Nicole, to find out the varying, you know, different organizations that have received money from this private foundation?
Yes, great question. So I include all of the links. I wrote a story about this recently. So if you were to go to focusonthefamily.com and click on the Daily Citizen link there, it will take you to a picture. You can also just Google it. But the Lilly Endowment is the organization, lillyendowment.org, and they have their initiative out there. They have the organizations who received this grant award money up there. And I think what else is really important for maybe those who are in positions of Christian leadership who might be listening is that this is a repeat initiative, which means that there will be probably be another opportunity next year. If your church has a special program that's reaching out to families and helping them pass it along, and I think it's important to note too that this isn't just the traditional, right, mom and dad family, a two-parent family, but they were specifically looking for different kinds of family structures. So if you've got a great program for single parents or for blended families or foster families or immigrant families or families who have kids with special needs, they're looking for resources to help or plans to help all of these families in all of these different ways.
Now, I got to imagine there must be prolific stories of success of how these different organizations have been investing this money that they could pass on to, you know, parents. As you say, I agree that, boy, our first line of defense are parents. And, of course, you know, that interestingly enough, that our parents are being so maligned and targeted these days. Nothing new for Focus on the Family. You guys have been watchmen on the wall for, you know, decades, warning our culture that this would be taking place. We just never thought it would get this ridiculous, and this, but it's this harmful and pernicious. And so having something to offset a little bit gives us some encouragement at a time we need to do that, and we need to, you know, continue to, you know, hold our ground for our faith.
Absolutely. And I just think it's important, too. I mean, in a day and age where it seems like the more woke people go or organizations go favoring special interests, that there are still organizations like this foundation who literally is focused on helping families preserve their Christian faith for the next generation and that they're willing to fund these efforts. And so it's important that Christians tap into this resource. This organization over, I think it's been around since 1937, and since it's been around, it's given over $11 billion to over 10,000 different charitable organizations. So if you're an organization that has ideas and wants to serve your community, look into the Lilly Endowment because they have money that they are willing to invest into good ideas to help people change their communities for the better.
Well, and what an idea, you know, that they realize that at the foundation of an effective society, that faith is so critical, that they would invest this kind of money and encourage. And hopefully this money, you know, starts at, you know, with what, $93 million, as you say, that that leverages. And of course, that's what they're doing, is they're hoping that with these organizations that are being, you know, gifted with this kind of money, that they are leveraging that investment of $1.25 or $1.3 million and making it look all the more and doubling the impact, right?
Yeah, amen. Yeah, I mean, and the Bible is true when it says that the Lord owns a sheep on a thousand hills. And these are opportunities that, you know, in your community, if not you, then who is going to rise up in your community to help partner with parents and help them to pass on their faith to the next generation? If it's us, it's our generation,
yes,
and it's now.
Exactly.
And these are the opportunities that will help us to be able to reach our communities for Christ and the next generation as well.
Nicole, are you hearing any stories? Is there anything to testify on this?
Yeah, you know, at Focus on the Family, we hear stories all the time about the impact that things are having on Focus on the Family. But I think you're right. I think it would be wonderful to hear. This is the second year for this initiative. So it's a newer initiative, but I think that's a great idea. They need to have some reporting back so that we can hear just how impactful this funding is for all of these organizations. I'm sure it is. I haven't seen the stories yet on this particular initiative, but I know that they've done the research that shows that if they can connect with the parents are going to be the ones who are able to pass on not just tradition, right, but spiritual practices, through prayer, through scripture reading, through storytelling. Like, this is how we pass things on to our kids, and this is how it becomes a part of who they are. And so really, that's what this is. It was about really developing what is a faith-based kind of element or ritual of our lives as mature Christians that we need to pass on to our next generation so they know how important prayer is.
So how many groups did they award of the 92 million this second time around?
77.
77.
Yep.
Is that total from this year or in that year and last year combined, or is it just this year alone? 77.
This year. This year. Yep.
So I don't, for what it's worth, and they may already be doing this, Nicole. But what I would do is, you know, get a response, get an accountability of these 70 from 77 people. Get their best ideas, and the people who have the best ideas, say maybe you take the top three. And so for this next release of another 92 million, maybe it's 100 million, whatever it is, I'd carve out a little bit of incentive and reward, you know, those that come up with the best ideas so that we're reproducing and we're networking these ideas that are working effectively, most effectively in these different communities. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They could very well already be doing that. They could very well already be doing that. That would be my recommendation, because this is the kind of thing that, you know, the 92 million is just the start. But you look to leverage, because I think of things in terms of business. Okay, how can we maximize that 92 million? Because I mean, it almost seems like for me, and any time I've done business, Nicole, nobody ever came to me and said, "Hey, I'm going to give you a blank check, Bill." It was always, "Hey, look at, we'll give you $100 million, but God, it needs to look like $500 million. Can you make that possible?" Well, you know, silly me, you know, I've always, I've gone after it. And you develop a network, you develop partnerships in order to leverage the best you can with this money that's available. And, like I said, they may already be doing that, but that's just the way my mindset works when I see this kind of opportunity, because I think this is brilliant what the Lilly organization, the Lilly Foundation has done, you know, on behalf of our faith, and we need to maximize this. I mean, this is, you know, this is a blessing from God, and we're doing God's work. I believe that if we do the right things, you know, He's going to bless it all the more. And now we're getting 100+ return on our investment, right? Because that's what Christians can expect to get, I think.
That's right. Amen. You know, the Lord uses even the smallest amount of money, and He can bless it and multiply it. So that's what He's doing.
Well, congratulations, on working with the Lilly Foundation. And, again, pass on our congratulations to them and our gratitude for what they're doing. I mean, that they have this kind of money to invest into something that is so critical to the infrastructure of our local communities like this. Nicole Hunt has been our guest. She's the attorney who serves as a writer and spokesperson at Focus on the Family. Again, where can they go for more information? We got 5 seconds, Nicole.
Yeah, focusonthefamily.com, and click on the Daily Citizen. You can search for the Lilly Endowment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Anyone can.